Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
And that's where you are at on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I gave you the sounds of Once More Six here on our knees. 32 minutes just after nine. So it's 28 minutes just before 10. And you're listening to Just For You with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And yeah, my family, I have called on all family members who do have NPOs and those that you know that somebody has an NPO has told you, tell a friend to tune in and listen to our talk with Miss Nonoyende, Social Work Manager, NPO Partnership and Financing at the Gauteng Department of Social Development. And the Queen is on the line with me. Ndlovukazi, good morning.
Good morning to you, my Queen, and to your listeners too.
Wow, thank you so much for bringing such information unto us. So many people are like, but Radio Pulpit, you're not talking about these things. So now we are proving them wrong. Sikon.
Yes.
And we are talking about these with social development. But Ndlovukazi, why is the Gauteng Department of Social Development calling for proposals from NPOs at this time?
Thank you. Annually, we put an advert in the newspapers, in our community radios and social media pages. As we know, Gauteng is big, and the capacity within the department, we might not be able to reach out to all the people in Gauteng in terms of if there's any services needed. So our best partner, people who are in the community, who are out there, who started NPOs because they are seeing a need in those communities. We are partnering with them to say, for us to be able at least to assist people who are vulnerable. Can we come together as partners and department will support you in any other way financially or if you need capacity building. So that's why on an annual basis then, because we are granted the allocation by our treasurer on an annual basis. So once we, then we start the process a bit early. That's why we try and start around August, September, so as we can go through, because there's a lot, as much as they apply, we need to go through to make sure that they are compliant, we need to meet them, we need to go verify. So by the time the financial year starts, at least we would have done the process. So that's why on an annual basis, we do this to call on to our partners who are NPOs to say, come assist us so she can be able to, tackle other issues in the community.
Sure. And I must say that NPOs are doing such a great job reaching out to the vulnerable, as you said. That's like really amazing job that they are doing in that space.
Yes.
But now, who qualifies to apply for this funding opportunity?
The first thing, you must be an NPO.
Yep.
A non-profit organization, as the name says, you do not make profit. As much as you can go raise funds, be given anything, whatever that you get as an organization, as a non-profit organization, you plow back to the community. So firstly, you must be registered with DSD as a non-profit organization.
Does it
we
count?
We know
okay.
that... hello?
You can continue.
Okay, there is those that are registered with the CIPC, which are more of non-profit companies.
Yeah.
What we have discovered is, because sometimes it's lack of knowledge. Non-profit companies, mostly they are those like the Checkers and them all, where you buy a name and then you reserve that name and then you make profit and you share dividends. But sometimes because information is not there, some NPOs, people who are doing work and not gaining anything from assisting people who have registered with the CIPC. Even those ones, we don't close them out, but what they need to do is to come to us at DSD. They must bring their memorandum of incorporation. They give us that letter that says who are the directors in their a non-profit company, and then we can register them as NPO.
Okay.
It's just that, you know, separation of duties in terms of the different departments.
Yeah.
But we are taking the documents from this side and just, you know, registering it in our database as a DSD. That's the first part.
Okay.
Yes.
Does it matter then, Uguti, how many years has that NPO been registered?
I didn't hear the part. How many?
Does it matter, Uguti, how old is the NPO? Because, you know, with some findings out there, not on social, from the Gauteng Department of Social Development, you'd find that they want the at least the NPO to be registered maybe for 2 years. They have experience, they've been working there. Or it doesn't matter. If it was, even if it was registered early this year and it's functional, then they also qualify?
Yes. You know, with us, age is just a number. Whether you are 100 years old,
yes.
What is important is what work you've been doing. Because others, they've been functioning for many years, but because they didn't know. In fact, registration is not a must, but it's a condition for us to say, if indeed you are not hiding anything, why not register so that you can account?
Yes.
So others will find that they've been functioning, but because they didn't take the route of registration, and then they start now in January.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you less of an organization than the one that has been registered 50 years ago. So there are years that the organization has been functioning in.
Okay, and what are some of the critical compliance requirements that the NPOs must meet before submitting proposals? I think registration is number one. As
registration is number one.
Yeah.
And then those that have been registered for many years, there's also an issue of compliance. You don't register and just put your certificate somewhere there.
Yeah.
On an annual basis, you need to submit a report. That report, we call it narratives, but it's more of a progress report to say, what did you do as an organization within a year? Even if we didn't function, we just write to say times were tough, there was no funding. Like during the COVID time, they would say we were not functioning, we don't even have money in the bank, and then there is this affidavit. We don't go to the police station. We have our own department that will tick that it's been inactive. And then we will, you know, keep your registration alive.
Okay.
So if we are numbering those that have applied but are not doing anything, then there is this criteria also, which is the registration with the central supplier database. You know, we've seen that in many, you just register the banking details because of the organization. We've seen that sometimes you go through the process, you apply, we assess you, we panel you, and we think that, yes, you are doing a good job. Comes the time, the new financial year, we want to allocate funding, you are nowhere in the system. We no longer give checks. We don't even give hard cash. And then the money delays. And treasury, when we go back and say, we didn't utilize the money because this organization, it was difficult for it to register. They think we are also a joke because we've requested money. The next thing, we can't even distribute it. So just for readiness, we request NPOs also to register on the central supply database, which if they even require funding from other departments, already they'll be there by the database,
Okay, all right. Okay, a family member says, my NPO was deregistered, but I went back to re-register it at the beginning of February. Does it mean that I also comply?
Yes, if they have all the documents to say they've been reinstated.
Yes.
Yes, they qualify.
All
but
right.
This is a lesson. Now they know that on an annual basis
they
what
have
they
to
need
submit.
To do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you highlight the key programs and focus areas that will receive a priority for funding in 2026-2027?
Okay, there's a number of programs. I think it's all about the social ills that you are experiencing in our communities. There's programs that are for victim, we call them VP, but victim empowerment.
Okay.
And we see, hey, I don't know what we're doing to each other. We are beating each other, killing each other. There's so much that is happening to issues of GBV.
Mm.
So we support programs that assist to address the issues for women. Even men are being beaten.
Mm.
So we don't only discriminate with women, it's women and men.
Mm.
And also we have the perpetrator program. There are times, you know, where you see a person, that the person wants to change.
Mm.
But because the environment, maybe that person grew up in, he's used to say, I've seen my parents fighting. So fighting is a way of helping a person. But then they don't understand that that is right. It's right or wrong.
Mm.
We have programs that deals with the perpetrators to assist them to understand that fighting is not a proper thing to do.
Mm.
We have programs that will be supported, programs for children.
Okay.
There are some children who are abandoned and children in the streets.
Yeah.
We have what we call CYCCs, which is children's home, where
mm-hmm.
children are legally put in the, you know, home to be assisted
mm-hmm.
in terms of all the development areas, things that would be happening in his or her home. That child will be taken good care of in a facility.
Yeah.
We have programs for people with disabilities.
Mm.
They come in a form of residential facilities. Now we know we all have to go to work.
Mm.
Times are tough, people have to work.
Mm.
So you don't just leave your person who maybe needs 24 care hours and lock that person in the house to be attended.
Yes.
When you come back, there are facilities where they are taken good care of.
Mm.
And we also have those ones that like our daycare centers.
Mm.
You know, sometimes people in the communities, they see a person maybe who's mentally not well, and they think, yeah, this one is a witch. And then they want to beat that person up.
Yeah.
We do have programs where instead of them sitting at home and loitering, you know, once you are not well and you roam in the streets, you are subjected to even abuse.
Mm.
So they would come to the daycare center in the morning, leave in the, you know, afternoon, but during the day, they will engage in activities. Sometimes, even if the brains are considered to be slow, maybe that person is seen as a slow learner.
Yeah.
But there are some activities that engages them. You know, things that us, we think that are easy, like putting a sticker on a paper.
Mm.
For them, it's big achievement because at the end of the day, when they say you stand for, you know, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
So there are those programs for older persons.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lock your granny or grandma or grandpa in the house while you're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
There are facilities that can take them in. But what we always request people, once your granny is in an old age home, don't abandon them.
Yeah.
They still need to see the familiar faces that they know. So we encourage them to say, even if they are there for 24-hour care, but go also and say hi, you know, bring them the things that will remind them that, oh, I'm still loved.
Yeah.
Then there's also a daycare center for older persons.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you see them as a group, and you see they had a nice time in their life.
Mm.
They'll be rehashing in 1945 when we're still wearing those. And for them, it's an activity that keeps them keep them happy, alive, you know, and they want to see even the next day.
Yeah.
There's programs for skills development, you know, sometimes. But those ones, we are urging those employers to get accreditation. It doesn't help to have a course, you saying I did IT, but you don't have anything to show.
Mm.
If an opportunity for employment comes up and you go there and say, no, I was trained, I don't have anything, then your chances of being employed are very low.
Mm.
So it's important if they get accreditation, access the people can have. At least something to show to say, yes, I did this.
Wow. Okay. And how will the department then ensure? I think you highlighted a little bit earlier on, but let's get into it to know how the department will ensure that only credible and compliant organizations are funded.
Okay. You know, that one, our national DSD, which is the one that registers, although us as a province, we also facilitate, because we don't see a reason why everybody in the people from Val would go straight to Pretoria when we are just here in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
They've given us an access to the system. We have found in some instances people would use, I don't know how they do that, and because, you know, we are all technically, we have technology in our minds. Some people will take a number of a certain NPO and put a name. So the minute you put, you punch in the system, the NPO number, it will give you the definite name, which means their NPO number is like our ID.
Yeah.
Whether we are triplets or twins, our IDs will never be the same. So when we punch that number, it will reflect that this one is Nunu's daycare. So if that number now says refill something, something, then definitely we need to account as to how did you obtain this. And another thing, what we do, once we've done those administrative processes of checking the correctness of the numbers and the NPO, we also do on-site visits. We will call them to say on a particular day, please want to see all the board members, because the system also gives us the list of the board members.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Even in your business plan, you would have put that this organization, the people who are responsible for it are these five people.
Yes.
We want to have a meeting with you. We've seen NPOs that are living in briefcases. So we want to see that without seeing who are there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That is like really great. At least, yeah, we know there are many questions.
We try to make sure that, yes, even the people that you are seeing, you are servicing.
Yeah.
You must come and witness that there is people indeed in your program.
In your program. So what is the closing date for application and how should NPOs apply?
The closing date is the 15th of October. For the first time, yes. For the first time that this call is open for 6 weeks. We normally do 3 to 4 weeks because Treasury allows us to can put an advert for 21 days. But because, again, for the first time the department is doing online application, it's high time that we moved with the time. You know, these papers that people would submit, our business plan was thick and we wanted a type one. They'll go to internet cafes and pay lots of money for the copies. And sometimes when you open those envelopes, once they're done, because we are not allowed to can open before the closing date, and you find that some things are not there, like the person didn't put a constitution or didn't put the NPO certificate. And then when now you decline them and they want to know why, you say there was not this, then they will see you removed it because you wanted to give your organization preference, which we do have. But with the online one, now it's easy. If there is something that is missing, it would be because you, as an NPO representative, you didn't attach. So there is not going to be that much of us removing or adding things. As soon as you submit, it's what you submitted. So our closing date is the 15th of October. Do they have any query? Maybe they want to find out more because there's lots of things, not very many things, but if maybe you want to, you don't understand as you are, you know, going through your documents, there is 5 people in the advert, including me. You can send an email and definitely those people are there between 8 and 3:30 to answer and assist and give guidance in terms of if you follow the link, what must you do, mm-hmm. or if you are requesting passwords. So we do have that help desk specifically put there for the application.
Oh, okay. So the closing date has been, what?
It has been the 15th of October.
Yeah. Because the first one was on the 26th of September, 2025. So it has been extended to the 15th
it's
now.
It's been extended just to give people more time. And because, like we said, for the first time, we're also doing online. So there are things that we are also picking up. So we thought, as we pick up and, change, let us at least give them and us enough time.
Yeah, that is going to release the stress because I had already announced the 26th of September. So,
No, we will re-announce today now. It's the 15th of October.
Yeah. And what message do you have for NPOs that may feel discouraged due to strict requirements that are there? Or they feel the requirements are strict?
Okay. You know, our requirements are not too many. When you look at them, they, you know, it sounds like, yeah, these people don't want to go through. Because once you are registered, it's that part of reporting, making sure that you are compliant. The CSD, you do it online, it takes a week or two for you to get that. They will give you a vendor number. It's the one that they will use if you are approved for funding. The only thing that takes time, that also we request our NPOs at least to dedicate their times to. You know, when you have a facility, especially when it's in your house or in an area where you need to, you know, the care zone, those are municipality bylaws. Our houses were built for us as families to live in. When you convert it into NPOs, because many of the NPOs, there's no land, apparently. And if there's no land, it doesn't mean people can't function. You need to go to municipality to make sure that they give you permit to can operate an NPO.
Right.
And in Joburg, city of Joburg, I know there's even that process where you can apply to have the rates and taxes, you know, put a bit lower because you are an NPO. So with those ones, it might take long because it's a system that is outside of the department, but it's a necessary system. Just imagine when a roof, like now you have an NPO and God forbid the roof falls, you'll be charged because that house was supposed to be your own house. And it's unrelated to you. So it could be, you can even come, they can come and say it was issues of human trafficking or you abducted people. So it's important to legalize the structure that you work, you know, within. And once those are done, then you're sorted.
All right. And what is the support that the department gives to NPOs that are new and emerging in the sector?
Okay. You know, as much as I said, we are not that many, but we are trying. With us, we don't call it training because we don't give them certificates. But we have a unit that capacitates the NPOs, you know, on issues of governance, because we've seen governance is a serious issue in an organization. If you don't have a strong governance structure, chances are your organization won't do well. Those are the employers in the organization. So we have, you know, that unit that helps with governance issues. We also have the very same unit also assists in terms of issues of compliance. We go to communities, as long as there's connectivity, we assist them on-site. Those that want to submit things, documents for compliance, those that want to register. So once, there is anything, they are even free to walk in our offices to request assistance or, like I said, with the application that help desk is put there to assist new and existing, those that have been there forever, those that are recently registered. We are available to can give guidance and direction in terms of what needs to happen.
Okay, just hold it right there, Ndlovukazi. Let's do this and then come back to just close.
In everything, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work that we do.
Are you struggling to hear in noise? We can help. At the Ear Institute, we guarantee your hearing will improve, or we will refund your money. We are situated throughout South Africa and Namibia, and our professional team will offer you the best advice. Visit earinstitute.co.za for your nearest branch. Call us today. Ear Institute, where excellent hearing begins. T's and C's apply.
At Fine Linen, experience isn't just measured in years. It's woven into every stitch. With nearly three decades of perfecting comfort, style, and quality, we offer everything from basic bedding to luxury suites and even custom solutions for your weekend conference needs. We don't just sell linen. We design it, tailored to your space, your style, expertise, meet the every thread of excellence.
Expert instructors with global experience will guide you. Embrace risk, conquer challenges, and
allow my man.
And financing in the Gauteng Department of Financial Year, hoping that the department's broader mission to strengthening social development in Gauteng.
All those programs. When we look at our mission, we mission and vision, we want to build self-reliance in people in communities, helping the vulnerable. So through our partners, we are calling for this proposal to, for them to come and assist us, you know, and like it has to be done through funding. Then we'll give that financial support to say this is the little, because we know all programs, you need human resources. You cannot just say, go work there, but if there's no staff, then it won't go well. It's not about money, but it's more on assisting NPOs as they assist the department to make sure that the vulnerable and the poor are assisted. At least they are also supported financially to help the department to achieve its mandate.
That is like really awesome. Awesome. But now, I know with some of the calls that we would see in the previous years, from other departments, you'd find them in the Government Gazette if you were looking for these. And so if you do not have access to the Government Gazette, you wouldn't know. So for more information about this, where can we go, and the numbers that we can call in for questions and whatever that you would like to inquire on?
Okay. No, with us, that's why we put it in the newspaper. The first paper that that advert was the Sowetan newspaper. We've been putting it also in the local newspaper, coming to you, the radios. But if you want, again, to access that information, you can go to the, you know, we are moving, I told you, moving with the times. We are not only doing online, we have social media pages. We are in the, we have Facebook page and Instagram page, which is on GPG, Social Development. The advert is there. And then it will give you all the details. But there is quite a number, like I said, it's five people who are manning the inquiries. One of them being me, but like now, if you were to call me, I'm here. But there is also a number, 011-355-7881. They can call that number. But what I would advise, because I don't have the advert with me now, if they go to the Instagram pages, the names and the email addresses of the five people are there.
Okay.
They can send to any one of them.
Wow. Your closing words, yes, Ntobukazi, to our Radio Pulpit family members?
Yeah. You know what? It might look like what you are requesting is unreasonable.
Mm.
But when you look at it, if you put your heart and mind into getting all those things, anything is possible.
Wow.
So they shouldn't get meant.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ntobukazi.
Bye-bye.
And yes, my family, that is Miss Nonoi, Department of Social Development, calls for proposal for forms.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.